Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, let's talk about this. Presented by Whiskey Advocate Magazine, Whiskey Fest, the leading whiskey festival in North America, returns to Chicago. Now, the festival, which also takes place in San Francisco, New York, and Las Vegas later this year, offers an opportunity to sample hundreds of whiskeys from around the world, including single malt and blended scotch, Irish, bourbon, rye, Tennessee, Japanese, Canadian, and craft distilled whiskeys. And you can really learn from the experts. That's one thing I really enjoyed doing, was walking from booth to booth and talking to people about their whiskey. And there's just great stories and, you know, behind all of it. Distillery representatives will be on hand. They're pouring booths, while educational seminars featuring their own tastings will be running throughout the evening as well. If you love your whiskey or bourbon, you can't miss this. It's next Friday at the Hyatt Regency Chicago. Whiskey Advocates Executive Director David Fleming joins us to break it all down. Hey there, David.
Hey, how are you?
I'm telling you, I am so looking forward to doing this thing. I've done it for a couple.
You're a veteran. That's great.
I'm a veteran. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And
yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I'm actually my good friend John Records Landecker, a man I grew up listening to, is filling in for me for my regular show next week, so I can make it down there. So are you going to be here as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Coming in Thursday. Yeah.
Very nice. And by the way, I should be sipping some whiskey talking right now, but I've got 3 hours to go. So I think I'll wait until the end of the show that. It's a tremendous experience if you want to experience what you know and get some insight, but it's also a place to learn something new. Am I right?
That's it. That's it. 100%. If you know whiskey and love whiskey, you're going to find something for you. If you don't know anything about whiskey at all, you're going to learn a lot. You know, it's really... there is really, truly something for everybody in terms of levels of experience, you know. But, you know, of course, you learn a lot when you are like you and me. You know a lot about whiskey. But I go there, I learn things, too, you know. You might taste a 38-year-old, and then you might taste it right alongside of a 25-year-old. You like the 25-year-old better. Whatever. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that you find out. You know, it's really great.
I kind of figure that,
so
too.
Discovery.
Yeah, when I read Whiskey Advocate, or Whiskey... you know, it just tells me those stories, too. Like, I get to learn a little bit about that, and then I'll go venture out and buy my bourbon or whiskey. So tell folks, I know how it's set up. There's food there, too, folks. You're not just, you know, tasting whiskey for hours at a time, because you need a little substance in there.
Yeah.
But tell folks what it's all about, like, as you walk into the room and so forth.
Yeah, you walk into the room. There's booths everywhere set up with tables. There's plenty of food. Obviously, right off the bat, make sure to pace yourself, you know, take it easy. Don't go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, drink plenty of water, take breaks for food. you know, it might be a good idea to go to a seminar to, you know, take a break from the floor sometimes for a little bit, but basically, you know, but pace yourself, but you know, you can have fun. Don't worry, you know, so you go around and you have a strategy, or maybe you don't, you know, but I mean, you could have a strategy. I'm only going to taste scotches. I'm only going to taste bourbons. That might be somebody who's been there a few times, been around the block a few times, or you could sample a little bit of everything. You know, you could do either or. You can go in depth, go deep on scotch. You can go deep on bourbon and just spend your time doing that, you know. Or you can, as I say, you know what, I'm going to try a little bit of everything. Just go slowly around the room, you know. You know, try to start out with a lighter, stay away from the peated scotches too early on. You don't want to, that's like Ardbeg and some of the Islay scotch whiskeys, the smoky ones, you know. Those will burn your palate out pretty quick. So start with some nice bourbon, some nice, you know, light single malts, lighter tasting single malt scotches, like an old Pulteney or something like that, and then work your way up to the peated stuff. But it's all great. I mean, you'll be fine if you have a peated whiskey. Believe me, you'll recover and be able to drink plenty more.
So, you know what? When I went last time with a group of friends, you know, you kind of are drawn to the brands that you like and the brands that you know, but you have them all the time. Although, in some of those booths that are more familiar, they have something unique. There's a special, you know, cask or something that's featured there. So, of course, if that's your favorite, you want to try something different. But for me, and you can go to the website, Whiskey Advocate, to look this up, it shows you not only all the brands and the distilleries are going to be there, but it'll tell you what they're going to serve underneath. And I kind of just mentally circled things in my mind of items I wanted to try. And you do bounce around the room a little bit. It's not like you go in order necessarily. I just think it's just such a fabulous experience. And by the way, for some reason, I thought I would see a larger percentage of guys there. It was, oh no, it was men and women all around enjoying their whiskey.
That is something that's really changed.
Yeah.
In the last, say, I don't know, I don't even know, 10 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Completely different crowd. I mean, the same old, the guys are still there, but there's a lot more women drinking whiskey. That was almost unheard of, you know, a while back, you know, not that many, you know, so. Yeah, definitely.
What are some of the whiskeys?
Nice crowd.
Yeah. The whiskeys and bourbons that are being featured in the show next week, in the festival, like what are some call-outs to you of things that you really got to kind of point out and try out because it's unique? Well, it's different maybe to some people.
I like, you know, well, I think some of the older whiskeys are a lot of fun, you know, to go, tend to be in the VIP hour, but, you know, Gordon MacPhail, which is a sort of a Scotch negociant, they are independent bottler in Scotland. They have some really old ones. There's a 1997 Kalila, an 88 Glenrothes, I believe. You know, one, yep. I love is a Japanese. Those are something also. I think Ben Romack is a 40-year-old. There's some other ones like that. Michter's is a star, you know, and they're pouring their limited release 20-year-old, which you don't see too often, you know.
No.
I mean, some of these guys, like Michter's, you can't buy the stuff sometimes, the stuff they're pouring here. You can't get it in a store because it sells out so quickly, you know? So that, in that sense, it's a real treat. You can taste stuff like that. So, yeah, the scotches. And then so I love Ball Blair. I love Old Pulteney. Those scotches are beautiful. We have, I think, let me see. I counted them up before. We have, I think, 3 whiskeys of the year, which is interesting for me. Anyway, Jack Daniel's Bottled and Bond was last year's winner. And then we have Elijah Craig, barrel proof, which I think was 2017. And then Larceny, barrel proof, which I think was 2020. So 3 of our whiskeys of the year are on hand, pretty good. And then some of the craft guys are interesting, too. Like, I love New Riff. You know, they're in northern Kentucky. They're right across the river from Cincinnati. And they're great. You know, they're really relatively. They only started making whiskey, I think, in 2014. And they've come up with some great stuff, got a lot of 90-plus scores. Yeah, Dewar's is pouring a 32-year-old. It's another one. I'm just scrolling through it here, looking at it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I was going to say, we had a texter calling in with just a very simple question, is what is the difference between whiskey, scotch whiskey, and bourbon? Like, what's really the differences between the three?
The grains, you know, barley, you know. Bourbon is corn, is basically 51% corn. Scotch is barley, almost all barley, whereas bourbon has to be 51% corn. Then it can add other grains as well, you know. But bourbon is basically corn-based with some rye and then some barley mixed in, or possibly wheat, you know, with some wheat grains, something like that. And so it's the differences in the grains that it's made from.
Okay. All right. Well, we are talking to Whiskey Advocates Executive Director or Editor David Fleming, and there's more with him next here on 720 WGN. All right. Whiskey Advocates Executive Editor David Fleming is joining us to talk about Whiskey Fest. WhiskeyAdvocate.com is more info where you can buy tickets and more. It's next Friday night at the Hyatt Regency Chicago. VIP is 5:30. General admission starts at 6:30. The magazine, Whiskey Advocate, let's talk about that just a little bit, because I always look forward to getting it. It's always educational. I'll try new bottles based on your recommendations. Tell folks what they can find in every issue.
Well, we try to keep a balance, you know, but we'll do, you know, a blowout issue on bourbon. Have a lot of stuff about bourbon in there. And then the other features, we try to balance it up. Of course, people say, oh, you're writing too much about bourbon. I love scotch. Then we write about scotch in the other way. But we do our best. And then we'll do a blowout issue on scotch, you know. So, and then we just, our newest cover, the summer issue, it's just shipped to press, is all about Ireland. It's got travel all over the country, distilleries you can visit, maps of the west coast of Ireland, beautiful spots, you know, fantastic. And then reviews of all the whiskeys, lists of all the whiskeys as well. So, you know, the big ones, Japan, obviously. The reviews are in the back. That's where all the scores are, about 100 whiskeys per issue we review. And then just general lifestyle-y things, whether it be travel that's related to whiskey or whatever. So we try to, you know, drill deep for the real serious whiskey aficionados, get them what they want, you know. But then we also lighten it up to, you know, because whiskey is part of life, you know. So we want to talk about restaurants. We want to talk about travel. We want to talk about stuff like that. So there's plenty of that in there by absolutely by design, you know. So Well, it's a good read. I mean, I think it is, of course.
But, it is. Yeah. It is. You guys have reviewed over 6,000. You got 6,000 ratings, I think, over the entire period of time you've been doing this. But, you know, like the whiskey itself and most matured spirits, you know, they're most commonly broken down to one in four, you know, fundamental groups: fruity, smoky, sweet, and spicy. It's not always that easy, though, to figure out. Many overlap, and really, depending on your own taste, you might taste something different than somebody else doesn't. And yep. I think that's what mm-hmm. makes it so much fun to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, to me, you know, in tasting, it's how those flavors integrate. You know, you might get, like, some wood. Maybe there's too much wood. I don't know. You might get some sweet. You might get some fruit on these. But if they all melt together and integrate well to something beautiful, that's what you want, you know, and that's a truly great whiskey that does that, you know. So
we were talking about some of the seminars next week, Holiday Distillery Reinventing Bourbon History. So there's little breakouts that you can go to and just sit down. And as you said, that's a nice break after you've had some samplings to go figure that out. There's another one for the history of Heaven Hill Distillery. So there, you know, there's a little something for everybody.
Yeah. Heaven Hill is, a lot of that stuff they're pouring is, you know, basically Kentucky only. Like their bottled in Heaven Hill bottle, might see a little bit outside of that. William Heaven Hill, which is a revival brand. And I think they have a couple of others that they're pouring. But those are, I would call them rare, but you're not going to find them in Chicago or New York, frankly, for the most part, you know. So you got to go to Kentucky. So it's a great opportunity. They're bringing them to you. You know,
speaking of Kentucky,
and that's always a big crowd pleaser.
Sorry. Yeah, no question. No, not at all. Tomorrow's the Kentucky Derby, of course. Woodford Reserve is the presenting sponsor. The mint julep has been served at every Kentucky Derby since the first one in 1875. What do you, you know, are you a guy that you drink mixed drinks? You do an old fashioned, a Manhattan, whatever it might be?
I do. I keep it fairly simple. I love a julep, though. Any old fashioned Manhattan, I don't go too wild. Keeping them whiskey centric, you know, but yeah, sure, absolutely. You know?
Is there any whiskey?
A julep is a fantastic thing.
Well, I was going to say, is there any whiskey drink that you've seen come back that, you know, has been kind of gone from, you know, bar menus for a long time?
I think, you know, kind of they all have kind of come back, but I would say, I mean, an old fashioned used to be as old fashioned as you could get.
That's true.
And it isn't anymore. You know, that would be the one that really comes to mind. You know, I would say Manhattan, you know, used to be gone from the earth practically, you know, that's come back. So really, so many of the classics.
It's all about the Black Manhattan now, isn't
it?
Yeah, I was going to say the Black Manhattan seems to be gaining some traction as well. All right, Whiskey Fest, it's next Friday in Chicago. And folks, I'm telling you, it is a lot of fun. If you like your whiskey, you like your bourbon, you like your scotch, it's just a great time to be with, you know, people like you that love their whiskey, and it's just a great tasting opportunity, great food, great camaraderie, great information, and you can go to whiskeyadvocate.com for tickets. David, I will seek you out when I head over there next week.
All right. Very good. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.